Okay, well, praise God. I'm so thankful that God is with us, that He never leaves, that He never forsakes. And I want to talk a little bit about the known in the midst of the unknown. The known in the midst of the unknown. And I just want to remind us of this one. The known, sometimes in our own eyes, can seem small because we fix our attention on the unknown. But if we get our eyes back on the known, then the unknown will appropriately seem very small. I don't really have an organized, detailed, outlined message today. I just feel like the Lord wants to remind us to not forget about Him. In the midst of whatever comes in our lives, I don't know what your particular unknown is, but there is a known that far outweighs whatever the unknown in your life is. I don't know if you're facing sickness. I don't know if you're facing financial issues. I don't know if you're facing whatever it might be. But God is bigger than the unknown that is in front of you. And He is more than able to take care of everything that concerns us. And so I want to encourage us to get our eyes off of the things that are bothering us and to fix our eyes on the Lord. Draw near to Him. Put our hope in Him. I find in my own life, if I fix my attention on the unknowns, then pretty soon I am expending all my energy trying to take care of all the unknowns, and so often I can miss the known. I can get so busy trying to take care of my own needs or take care of my own uncertainties that I miss out on walking with the Lord. And if instead I place my attention on the Lord and just simply begin to walk with Him, then He takes care of the unknowns along the way. Again, this isn't some big profound message, but it's the simplicity of being reminded that there is one with us in the fire. When we think about the three Hebrew children, and they were told to bow down to an image that the king had created. And they said, "We don't know whether or not God will deliver us." See, there was an unknown before them. And they didn't know for sure whether God was going to deliver them or not. But they knew that God was with them, and they knew that God was worthy of their devotion. And so we may not even know the particular outcome of what it may be looming before us. But let's fix our eyes on the known. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, Paul says, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live is Christ, but to die is gain, even if we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Oh, there's a known that whether we live or whether we die, we are His. We could talk about the stories throughout Scripture. We talk about Daniel in the lion's den. King says, don't pray. Daniel doesn't know what's going to happen. He knows the decree is that they will be thrown into the lion's den. Well, he gets thrown into the lion's den and the lion's mouths get shut. Back to the Hebrew children, the three who would not bow down. They were thrown into the fiery furnace, and guess what? There was another one in the fire with them. And they weren't burned. They didn't even smell like smoke. I don't know what your unknown is, but God is bigger. Again, it's not necessarily that the outcome is going to be what our flesh would necessarily want. We've talked about many times about Hebrews 11, where it talks about the chapter of faith and where some were miraculously rescued from physical situations by faith, and others went through horrendous physical situations by faith. And so it's not that we won't necessarily have some trouble. Jesus says in this world you'll have tribulation, you'll have pressure, you'll have struggle, you'll have persecution. But be of good cheer, because He has overcome the world. That again, whether we live or whether we die, we are His. I just want you to be reminded today of the known in the midst of the unknown, whatever it is, whatever situation that you are facing right now. And the situation seems so big and it seems to come crashing over you. I want to say, remind us, look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. Remember who it is you serve. Draw near to Him. He is more than able. He is more than able to accomplish everything that concerns you this day. And it is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by your own strength. It's not by your own figuring and trying to do it all. But it's putting your hope in Him and allowing Him to flow through you. Trust in Him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths. I just want to remind us who is with us. The great I Am, the Creator of heaven and earth. And wherever we find ourselves, say, yeah, but I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to be where I'm at. Well, Jesus didn't necessarily want to go to the cross. He said, if there be another way. And some of the things we get ourselves into, you know, well, maybe it's because of some poor decisions we've made. Or maybe it's simply where the Lord has led us to be. But regardless of why we are at where we are at, let's be reminded that God is greater and He is more than able to accomplish everything that concerns us. And so draw near to Him, seek Him, listen up to Him, and follow where He leads. He is enough. And so, I think this message is going to be fairly short. This is really all I have to bring today. I'm not here to give us a bunch of information or a bunch of what we should or should not do, other than look to Him. Remember the known. God is the known in the midst of the unknown. And God is so much bigger than the unknown. And I could talk about this and I could say all these things about it, but they're just words. And I'm going to encourage you this day to take some time on your own and say, Father, reveal yourself to me. Father, what is it that's on your heart? And get your eyes off of the unknown for a little while and fix your eyes on the known and find out what He has to say. He is your life. He is your way. He is your truth. He is life itself. And so I just want to kind of step back today and just say, run to Jesus. Run to Him. Run to your Heavenly Father and see what He has to say. God bless you today. I'm praying for you. I'm thankful for you. And there is a known that is so much bigger than the unknown in your life at this moment. Get your eyes off the unknown and fix your eyes on the known. God bless.